Friday before it ends, turns windy and much colder on Friday, first day of winter. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have made an arrest after a business was robbed at gunpoint over the weekend. Authorities say 31-year-old Orlando Livingston robbed the Pace Car gas station at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Hyundai Boulevard on Saturday. He's now being held in the Montgomery County Jail. Montgomery police say no charges are expected after a car crashed into a house Sunday morning in the 3800 block of Perry Hill Road. We're told the driver hit an embankment and went airborne before hitting the home. No one was injured. And renovations to the Civil Rights Memorial in downtown Montgomery are behind schedule. The director says renovations to the pump and pipes have taken longer than expected. It should reopen in the next 3 weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Ivy Creek Family Care of Millbrook cares for you. Stop by for a free wellness check Wednesday, December 19th. Doors open 8 till 5. The wellness check includes height, weight, BMI, blood pressure, and blood sugar checks. Now is a great time to donate blood. LifeSouth will be on site from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. to receive your blood donations. Remember, Ivy Creek Family Care of Millbrook cares for you. 4081 Highway 14 in Millbrook, formerly Physical Express. 285-3222 and walk-ins. Welcome.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Hi, I'm Felicia Seaman.
And I'm Rebecca Allure, and we are
Smart Skin Spa and Salon.
In historic downtown Prattville, we are proud to offer a full menu of med spa, day spa, and salon services to our community.
Find us on Facebook to see the holiday specials available now.
Right now, a classic Buick GMC Cadillac. Buy a brand new GMC Sierra 1500 Denali Crew Cab with an MSRP of $65,365, but priced at only $47,992. Hurry, because that's a savings of over $17,000. Shop classic Buick GMC Cadillac at 833 Eastern Boulevard, Montgomery. Well worth the short drive from Auburn to save thousands. GMC, we are professional grade. Shop online 24/7 at classicgmcbuick.com. Stock number JG481147, up to $17,373 off MSRP with eligible trade-in and financing through GMC. With approved credit. All rebates to dealer. See dealer for details.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Back in 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. We had retired this song for a short period of time, but it's back.
It was specially requested.
It was specially
not
requested.
By me.
No, by Carolyn.
But I like it.
Wanted to hear Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
That was during her upbringing that this song was popular.
What, 1980s?
late 80s?
Yeah. Early 90s. Our number, she's laughing. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. And we'll pick up phone calls from the leftover from the last hour. At some point today, we will find out what's going on in the courtroom with Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn. The judge is apparently berating him right now for selling his country out and not hiding my disgust or disdain for this criminal offense. So these are the quotes that we've gotten out of there so far. Court is in recess for another 23 minutes. I think after that time, we will know very briefly. I think it'll be a very brief hearing. We'll know shortly thereafter what the sentence is for Mike Flynn. I anticipate no prison time. No prison time. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in 8 minutes after 11 o'clock. Lori?
Hey.
Hey.
I had a couple things I wanted to say real quick, Baron. I'll try to make it fast. First, I wanted to give a shout out to your daughter. I hope she's listening. She was spot on. That was funny. It made me smile.
Oh, Lori.
That was, oh, man.
Now,
and
Lori,
I needed
Lori,
that.
Lori, I'm going to test you. Do you know how we know my daughter is listening? Who listens?
Oh, everybody.
There you go.
Everybody.
Everybody. Okay. Everybody. Okay. But I just wanted to, I know it's early, but this is probably the only chance I'll have. I wanted to tell you guys, I hope you and your families have a great Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Lori. Same
a good
to you.
New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Have a good one, guys. Right.
Thanks.
Thanks so
love
much.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. I read Reddit every day, Jack. Multiple times a day.
You and Trace.
Yeah, he's the one that got me on it.
I know he is.
I never heard of it before him. But I read it every day. And rarely is there something on there that I think we should cover on this program. Rarely. But yesterday, something changed. I don't know why. It made me so happy. It made me smile. I got almost ecstatic reading this. I felt so good. You know, skin starts feeling good.
Yeah, I know. Your
digestion
mouth is
improves.
Dry.
Yeah, I mean, it's just everything got better. The question was easy. What is something small you can start doing today to better yourself? I got so motivated reading this. I thought, I want to read some of these on the radio. What is something small you can start doing today to better yourself? Number one, make a budget and stick to it. It can dramatically change your life for the better. Number two, write down stuff you've been putting off and schedule yourself time specifically to get them done. It'll keep your mind free from having to constantly remind yourself, and once the task is completed, you're free. I cannot tell you all the little things that take 2 to 5 minutes that if you would just do them, you'd feel better about yourself. Just write it all down and do it. Just plow through it one day. This is boring. Forgive your past self. Learn from your previous mistakes. Yeah. Set a schedule. Doesn't have to be set in stone, but a general idea of how your day will go. Call your loved ones, especially the ones you loved through your worst times. Some of these are just boring. Start doing exercises that don't require any equipment. Walk, run outside, do push-ups, sit-ups. Give 5 compliments a day and make them all different. Brighten up someone else's day. Always a great way to boost your mood and confidence. Give someone else a compliment once a day. That's the same one. Don't worry about what other people think. If you do anything, do it for yourself. If it takes less than a few minutes to do and you're doing absolutely nothing, do it. That goes back to the same thing. If it's something small and it's sitting there, just go ahead and knock it out. Let's see here. There's some really good ones. Start writing down a goal. Make a list of smaller, achievable milestones on the way to reaching that goal. Make more time to hang out with friends. I think some people hang out with friends too much. Try and be nicer to people. Don't fake it. Just general niceness. Put that positive stuff out there and it will follow. Having to clean these up. There's some coarse and foul language on Reddit. Take a break from screens every so often. Start a hobby. Drink more water. Say nice things to the people around you. Set a sleep schedule and stick to it. Pick an interesting sounding book. Read it for at least a few minutes each day. Spend 5 minutes picking up the room you're in. Do that 2 or 3 times a day. You'll eventually get in the habit of keeping things clean. I mean, these are just great tips.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, like, t-
tell everybody your life sucks and you do stuff. But when I read this, I got so motivated yesterday sliding through this. And I want people to be motivated. Take deep, controlled breaths. Amen. I'm starting today, Jack. Gosh, this microphone smells awful. Ugh. It smells like breath.
What?
The mic. I was taking deep, controlled breaths, and anyway. All right. What?
Are there
smells like breath?
Are there pieces of omelet in your microphone?
No, there's not. It's actually clean.
French toast.
Just smells. Let's see here. Watchdog group names two Democratic senators the top ethics violators of 2018. You want to take a stab at who?
All right, let me, two U.S. senators.
Democrat senators. This is a nonpartisan watchdog group. They've named two Democrat senators the top ethics violators of 2018.
All right, let me guess. Menendez.
No. Child rape is not as bad as what these girls were doing. Oh, oops, I gave it away. What these senators were doing.
Gillibrand or whatever her name is.
No, lying about your intentions for running for president apparently is not an ethics violation.
Oh.
You giving up?
That, the woman, is she from Minnesota?
Oh, her.
Pocahontas.
Yes, yes. Senator Warren and Senator Kamala Harris sent fundraising emails based upon their official actions during the confirmation process and upcoming vote of the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Warren's fundraising email stated her position on the ongoing hearing and, quote, demand to delay the confirmation vote. The email states, Elizabeth Warren is running for re-election in 2018. Donate now. Senator Harris sent numerous emails fundraising based upon her official duties. For instance, one of Harris's fundraising emails stated she, quote, questioned Judge Kavanaugh during his Supreme Court confirmation hearings and indicates her position on the confirmation. She then requested a contribution with a contribute button. Both senators' emails were sent during the confirmation process and before the senators were to vote, and their requested campaign donations were intertwined with their official duties as senators. I thought that was a felony.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's barely enough to get you slapped on the wrist by a nonpartisan watchdog with a lousy acronym. I see you were on Reddit last night. That's correct. I saw that about 11:30 last night. And I will tell the person who sent that text, the list at 11:30 last night was better than the list this morning. Because they ordered the list based on the votes. You can vote yay or nay on a comment, and it'll move the comments up or down based on the number of votes it gets. So the highest voted, most intensely liked comments go to the top. The lousy comments, in theory, go to the bottom. I liked the ones closer to the bottom, which were at the top last night, and got downvoted or other votes, you know, came in behind them. Let's see here. I'm going to get to this Christopher Steele stuff. I'm just making sure everything else is covered here before we get there. Mueller filing highlights lengthy deliberative process. Did we cover that yesterday? I think we did. Heavily redacted Flynn memo. Comey lashes out at Trump. Boring.
What did he say?
Oh, he came out of his hearing, that six-hour hearing yesterday, yeah, on Capitol Hill behind closed doors, for which a transcript will be produced today, I believe. He came out of the hearing, and they asked him how it went. He said, so, another day of Hillary Clinton's emails in the Steele dossier. This while the President of the United States is lying about the FBI, attacking the FBI, and attacking the rule of law in this country. How does that make any sense? Then he went on to slam GOP lawmakers, said, quote, Republicans used to understand that the actions of a president matter. The words of a president matter, the rule of law matters, and the truth matters. Where are those Republicans today? At some point, someone has to stand up and, in the fear of Fox News and the fear of their base and fear of mean tweets, stand up for the values of this country, not slink away into retirement. That was his quote.
Well, if the rule of law matters, why didn't he go after Hillary Clinton?
Exactly. Well, if the rule of law matters, why did he leak confidential memos to his NYU law professor, Columbia law professor friend?
He's a criminal. He is a criminal. He ought to do jail time.
Yeah. He is a bad actor. Period, paragraph. Some of those damn Clintons. I'm so tired of them. Aren't they on some speaking tour now? Weren't they going to start around now?
Yeah, no, they can't sell tickets, so they took a break, and they went over to some country overseas. Where'd they go? India, maybe? I guess Bill needed to rape some more women? Ran out of women here in these United States?
Well. Oh. Judging by the way he looks, I believe his womanizing days may be over.
You mean that he looks like he just crawled out of a casket?
Yes.
You know what I always say? I read an article last night. Dave Mowry sent it to me. It's in the New York Times, dated Sunday. But I just saw it last night for the first time. I read it. 10 pages, read it cover to cover. It compares Nashville, Tennessee with Birmingham, Alabama. It is a comparison I have made on this. I thought the author had listened to this radio program. I'm beginning to believe, Jack, everybody listens. I recommend the president do something. Boom. 2 days later, he's releasing a video exactly as I recommended he do. I compare Birmingham and Montgomery to Nashville on this program, what, 2 weeks ago? Week ago?
Mm-hmm.
I suggested specific things Birmingham, Alabama, and Montgomery, Alabama could do to be more like Nashville. Boom. Sunday. New York Times. I mean, if you're in the Sunday New York Times, you've done, you know, you're decent. Dateline Nashville, a comparison of Birmingham and Nashville. I can't cover it before the break. I got to go to a break, but I'm going to cover a little bit of this. You're going to want to hear this because everything it says about Birmingham could be said about Montgomery. Almost everything. Almost everything. Guys, this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. That's the number for great plumbing services right here in the River Region. Delete the rest of them out of here. 279-8919. Cole Plumbing, been in the business over 40 years. CC Cole started the business. James Cole, now actively involved. Cameron Cole, I mean, you're third generation now. Third generation. Jeanette Cole gets in on the act because, well, it's a family affair. It's a family business. So get on Cole Plumbing's website, coleplumbing.com. If you want more information, you can call them, ask any questions, schedule an appointment. If it's an emergency, call them definitely if it's an emergency. 279-8919. 279-8919. They have that proprietary pipelining technology. They're number one in the number two business. And Jack Campbell, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Call on Cole. Yes, yes, yes. I was on Reddit at 11:30 last night. And I got a text back. That's exactly when I looked. I think it was the top thread at that time, or one of them. I didn't scroll very far. But I was so motivated. I like wanted to run through a brick wall at midnight. We'll be back. 20 after.
This is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Happy holidays from your friends at Wholesale Hunter. The folks at Wholesale Hunter on Fire Tower Road and Highway 14 express their sincerest thanks for your loyalty and goodwill throughout the year. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter.
Let's talk about personal loans for a second. At Guardian Credit Union, we want to help you get the money you need when you need it. We offer many loan options designed to help you qualify. With affordable monthly payments and flexible terms, Guardian has a loan just for you. Think real personal service. Think Guardian. MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
The Montgomery Performing Arts Center has some big shows coming up in the new year. See the Drifters, Coasters, and Platters on January 13th, Wayne Newton February 7th, Ron White February 14th, and the Commodores on March 29th. What a great stocking stuffer idea. Go to impactonline.org for ticket information.
On the next episode of What's Working with Cam Marston, preventing workplace violence, specifically active shooters. More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, one of the good guys in Montgomery, Alabama. This guy's a genius. 40-plus years in the real estate business. He's got a real estate school, the Bo Goodson School of Real Estate. They got a class starting here in just a few weeks. If you want to get in on that, I know people in the class now absolutely love it. Absolutely love the Goodson Group School of Real Estate. They also buy. He can help you buy real estate. He can help you sell real estate. If you think of real estate in Montgomery, Alabama, whether it's managing real estate, you want to get into the real estate business, go to a real estate class, change your life, really, when you get that real estate license. I mean, you can sort of set your own hours, and it's really, really a freeing, liberating experience. 551-0225. That's the number. 551-0225. TheGoodsonGroup.com. TheGoodsonGroup.com. And look, get in touch with them one way or the other. I like Bo Goodson. I've known Bo Goodson a while. And I consider him a friend. I consider him a friend. But he's knowledgeable, man. Is he knowledgeable? Got a great pass rate on that exam. You know, if you want to sit in there in a real estate class, get real-world examples and really get hyped up and really get focused and know exactly what you need to know, go to Bo Goodson School of Real Estate. 551-0225. Call, get registered, get signed up, get over there. It's not expensive. I mean, it's a couple hundred bucks, I think. $300-$400 at most. I don't want to hold him to that, but it's not much. I mean, he told me the price one time, and I remember thinking, "Oof, that's cheap." You know, I went to law school. I could have gone to real estate school for a few hundred bucks. Boy, did I screw that one up. 551-0225. 551-0225. TheGoodsonGroup.com. TheGoodsonGroup.com. I kid. I'm glad I went to law school. But I read this piece in the New York Times last night. Jack Campbell's here with me.
How you darn?
I read this piece in the New York Times last night, Jack Campbell. Did you know that Nashville and Birmingham 40 years ago were the exact same size?
No.
Nashville, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama 40 years ago were peers. 200 miles apart, this article says, the cities anchored metropolitan areas of just under 1 million people each, had a similar number of jobs paying similar wages. unless you are dead, you know that that is no longer the case. Nashville population has roughly doubled. Birmingham, Alabama has plummeted. Young people have flocked to Nashville, drawn by high-paying jobs as much as its Music City reputation. Last month, the city won an important consolation prize for Amazon's second headquarters, something we mentioned on this program that brought up this whole discussion with what is Nashville doing that Alabama's not doing. The operations center in Amazon will eventually employ 5,000 people at salaries averaging $150,000 a year.
That's what's going on in Nashville. Birmingham, steadily lost population. Suburbs have expanded. Their growth has lagged Nashville's. Once narrow gaps in education have widened, important employers like SouthTrust and Saks have moved their headquarters. Birmingham also tried to lure Amazon, but instead of getting 5,000 jobs paying $150,000 a year, all it's getting is a few hundred jobs paying $15 an hour. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Things that I've mentioned on this program before I read the New York Times. Nashville started with advantages, but local leaders also made some smart decisions. The first one mentioned is something I have pushed for in Montgomery, Alabama. I think it would be tremendous if we could just finally bite the bullet and do it. Merging the city and county government in the 1960s, allowing Nashville and its suburbs to work together rather than at cross purposes. Where have you heard all this before? News and Views over the last 4 years saying the problem with Montgomery is not Montgomery City Schools, it's that we fight our suburbs constantly. We just had a war with Pike Road over a tax distribution on Chantilly. People buying land out from each other over there trying to cut Pike Road off from being able to succeed. In the 1990s, when many downtowns across the country were struggling, Nashville built a convention center, a hockey arena, and a home for the Country Music Hall of Fame. Contrast that with Birmingham, which waited about 25 years to do anything that Nashville had done. So they're 25 years behind the eight ball. Once a center of steel production, the city suffered when that industry declined in the 1980s. Local leaders tried to pivot by luring banks and insurers, but that soured during the financial crisis. Here's a quote from an economist from Moody's Analytics. A place like Birmingham hasn't fallen off the map, but it's been bypassed by those places that have moved into this more clearly defined second tier. It's treading water, and treading water tends not to be enough. While many downtowns around the country were struggling in the 1990s, Nashville invested in big projects that helped revive its downtown. You remember when I was home for Thanksgiving and I noticed and marveled at Nashville 13 or 14 cranes I spotted actively doing large building construction projects in downtown Nashville as I drove down 65? Old 65. Can't see Nashville from new 65. That was one key to its success, the article says. The city has a number of other advantages, starting with being the state capital. Well, we have that advantage. It's really interesting. It's really interesting. They said the city's less dependent on manufacturing because of lucrative and relatively recession-proof public investments. Well, doesn't Montgomery have those? State government, federal government jobs, military bases? Yeah. Colleges and universities anchored by Vanderbilt University earned its reputation as the Athens of the South. Well, we have some universities here. We don't have Vandy. We don't even have Belmont. But we got Alabama State, which is kind of like Fisk, or kind of like Tennessee State. Then they talk about the music business, but that isn't even really what's causing it. I mean, it's incredible. You go through this whole thing, and everything that we've talked about on this program that Montgomery and Birmingham should do and Alabama should do is what they're arguing Nashville did do and why they're booming and we're sucking wind. Beginning in the early 1990s, political, business, and nonprofit leaders tried to promote Nashville. State and local leaders adopted a regional approach to economic development to recruit companies such as Bridgestone, Nissan, and UBS. You know where Nissan is? Providing thousands of jobs to Nashville. You know where it is?
Where?
It's in like Mount Juliet, which is east of Nashville, and it's in Franklin, which is south of Nashville.
Right.
But Nashville benefits from it. Now, Montgomery does not do that. Birmingham doesn't do that. Birmingham and Montgomery Montgomery and Birmingham are bust approach. Most of Alabama does, frankly. You either locate in one of the big cities or we don't want to have anything to do with you. In fact, when Hyundai came, we annexed the land and then put it inside the city limits. Instead of allowing something to grow up around Hyundai. You know what grew up around? Okay, I'll give you an example. You know what grew up around the Saturn plant? That is now shut down, by the way. The factory is closed. I remember the funniest question when I moved to Nashville, or south of Nashville, 1988. I show up in third grade, and my teacher asked me, are your parents from Saturn? Now, having never heard of GM's Saturn project, what do you think my answer was?
He said, no, Uranus.
I wasn't going to say that to Miss White, my homeroom teacher. She scared me from day one. No, I looked at her. I said, no, ma'am, they're from Earth. I had no idea what she was talking about. Are they from Saturn? What a silly question. I knew Saturn couldn't inhabit life, not as we know it.
Where was that plant? Sevierville or something?
No, it was in Spring Hill. Spring Hill, exit 53, 21 miles from the city limits of Nashville. Nashville profited handsomely. You know why? Because it being in Spring Hill allowed Spring Hill to develop as a suburb of Nashville. Franklin developed as a suburb of Nashville. Right. Brentwood developed as a suburb of Nashville. Brentwood was an outpost when the Saturn plant showed up. Alabama would not have let a plant be 21 miles from its major border of a big city. It wouldn't have allowed it. Because all the city leaders in Alabama, greedy and corrupt. And they, you got to put it here. You got to get in our place. You don't put it 21 miles away. No. In fact, even though the Saturn plant shut down, you would think Spring Hill, which was a city that existed solely because of the Saturn plant, would just completely be wiped off the face of the map. Spring Hill is booming. Booming. With a shuttered Saturn plant right down the road that just shut down not long ago. I mean, it is booming. The only reason the city existed is because of the Saturn plant. They built an exit and a road and everything. It wasn't even on the map. It's a regional approach to economic development. Anyway. But the whole... everybody ought to get on the New York Times and read this piece. Every single person. Every person who calls themselves a leader, whether it's a community leader, you lead a volunteer group, you run a business, you work in state government, you're in the legislature, the city council, the county commission. Every single person who thinks of themselves as a leader in this state ought to get on the New York Times and find the story. Nashville star rises as mid-sized cities break into winners and losers. It's a comparison of Nashville and Birmingham. Everybody ought to find it. It's from Sunday's New York Times. Nashville star rises. If you search that, you'll find it. New York Times, Nashville star rises. Every single person in the state of Alabama should be required to read that piece. And then they should be required to listen to the show, because I've been telling you this for 4 years. You didn't have to wait till 2018. I'd have told you this in 2014. 2015. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in.
Yeah.
I almost played an Eagles song.
You don't like the Eagles?
Not a fan.
Golly, not a fan. I love the Eagles.
All right, we'll be back. We'll take your phone calls, 272-9228.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Watauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Watauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Guests coming from holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you thought about changing careers? Have you thought about getting into the real estate business? We have a new real estate class starting in January 2019. We meet every Thursday night between 6 and 9 p.m. This is a live class taught by me each week. We cover contract writing and negotiation, pricing and marketing of homes, taking title to property, investing in real estate, managing rental property, leasing property, financing a home VA, FHA, or conventional, how to run your business as a business, how to buy foreclosures and sell to others, setting up a corporation for yourself. Be ready for the new year with a real estate license. Start your own business in 2019. For all the details, call Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally, BoGoodson@charter.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're batting 1,000 so far this week. Another great day today with lots of sunshine around. A very mild day with a high temperature up to about 64. Not bad in December. Tonight, partly cloudy, not quite as chilly. Overnight, low temperature down to about 42. Tomorrow, I think the high will be in the low 60s, but clouds will increase during the day. Chance of a late day shower, then rain becomes likely. Wednesday night into Thursday and Thursday night, and into early Friday before it ends, turns windy and much colder on Friday, first day of winter. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Minutes to the top of the hour. My friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen have cooked up a delicious treat this week. Guys, if you can get by there, just get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen, you will be surprised at how unbelievably good a special can be at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The sandwich this week is a chicken pesto sandwich. Roasted chicken, it's got bacon, Roma tomatoes, provolone cheese, and a basil pesto aioli. This is a dynamite deal. So it's a chicken pesto sandwich, and my wife loves that chicken pesto pasta.
I do too.
Maybe it tastes a little bit like that. I don't know. I may pick one up and take it home. But anyway, get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The two locations right here in the River Region. Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville has the High Point Shopping Center right there. That's a Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They got the specials up there as well. The Midtown Pizza Kitchen location in Midtown Montgomery, Zelda Place, right on the backside. Go in Zelda Place, go around to the backside of Zelda Place. Fantastic lunch spot, fantastic dinner spot, date spot. A little secluded, a little out of the way. They got catering. Don't forget about catering for the holiday season. You don't want to cook your holiday meal. They can help you out with that. Holiday party coming up. Office party. They can help you cater. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. The great catering menu. He was talking to me the other day about doing beef tenderloin and salad and all this other stuff he's doing for people. So desserts, the whole nine yards. And the price is primo.
Primo. So get by Midtown Pete's Kitchen when you get the opportunity. Midtown Pete's Kitchen, fantastic stuff. Fresh beer on tap, whole nine yards.
Go. I have a question.
I have maybe an answer.
People who are in radio, who wear headphones all the time, do we have a propensity to go deaf before normal people?
I don't know. You know, Jay Scott, I'm going to turn your... I know where everybody keeps their headphone volume. I'm going to turn yours down where Jay keeps his headphones. He keeps it about right here. And now you can't hear anything coming out of there, can you?
I can, yeah.
Barely. Yeah. I can't hear a thing. I just did it to mine just a second ago. I can't hear anything. It sounds like my headphones are turned off. But he can hear it right there. So I think what happens is if you take care of your ears by keeping the volume low in your headphones for years and years, you can maintain good hearing despite being in radio. You and I, with the volume level we keep it on, we're toast.
Really?
Carolyn, you may make it. You may make it after all. It is loud. I'll turn you down. All I got to do is give me the old thumbs down. Is that better? Oh, man. Well, I didn't know Carolyn could hear so well. You're like a bat. Tommy.
Gentlemen, hey, I'll go through these points real quick. If you want me to expand, I will. But I spent quite a bit of time in Nashville over the last few years. If you YouTube search the changing skyline, it is incredible. And it's also incredible what these high-rise penthouses are selling for. But I came up with 8 reasons why that kind of growth is not good, kind of sarcastic.
Okay.
And I'll go through them real fast. You know, traffic's just a joke in Nashville. You know, they've got something like 100 newcomers a day, and they've been averaging that for years. And so that's number 2 is newcomers. I mean, nobody likes diversity, right? And then number 3 would be your busy restaurant. Nobody likes, you know, going to a restaurant. Of course, having choices in restaurants comes with a busy restaurant. And then you got your crowded schools. What would that be like to have schools with an increasing population instead of a decreasing population? And then all the numbers of doctors and different specialties that are coming to town because of the population booming. And then, you know, contractors would be covered up. It'd be very hard to find a contractor to do any kind of work for you. And then you got too much entertainment to choose from. Every night you'd have something else you'd have to do, an obligation to fulfill, and it'd be business related. That'd be terrible. And then,
you know, there are nights when the hockey team and the football team play on the same night. You have to decide, am I going to go to an NHL hockey game or an NFL football game?
You know,
which of the 39 bars downtown am I going to stop and have a cocktail on the way to the game? And which of the 200 restaurants downtown am I going to eat at? And which of the 40 or 50 condo locations am I going to live in downtown?
Yeah. I grew up in Marion, Indiana, and you talk about brain drain. My neighbor from across the street owns a mortgage business in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's like somebody's living happily ever after. But, you know, you mentioned Spring Hill real fast. You know what's significant about Spring Hill, the Battle of Spring Hill?
What?
The Union was on the run, and had it not been for the South's decision to rest, the Union probably could have won a lot of the Western Theater had they pursued them in Spring Hill instead of getting a very similar situation in Franklin that was very similar to Gettysburg, where one of the bloodiest battles in the history of the United States happened in Franklin because the South decided that, hey, you know, it worked so well in Gettysburg, we'll just climb this hill and attack.
Yeah, there's two, I guess, Civil War museums in Franklin. There's the Carton House and the Carter House. They're both really fast. I used to love as a kid. I was never a big Civil War buff, but I loved as a kid going to those two places in particular. You know, I like the Western Front of the European Theater in World War II. I like reading about it. I like reading the history of it, individual battles, you know, biographies of people who fought there. I like that kind of stuff. Civil War. I mean, I know it happened, but it was weird because in the middle of my schooling, I moved from north to south. And so we went from we won the Civil War to they won the Civil War, like in the middle of third grade. It was weird. And then, obviously, Tennessee history was eaten up with the Civil War in fourth grade. So,
I got a question, and I never knew this, but I kind of understood Nissan came to Tennessee from California, brought their headquarters from California to Tennessee, and that happened. You know, obviously, what, back in the
80s, 90s? No,
and
no, 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 no. Nissan.
Tax related?
No, no. Nissan's headquarters didn't move until probably the early 2000s.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, keep up the good work, guys.
All right, thanks. Yeah, that hadn't been there that long because it's in Cool Springs. I mean, it's right in the middle of Cool Springs, and Cool Springs didn't even exist in the 80s. It didn't even exist till the early 90s, and even then it was just a mall with a movie theater and a yogurt shop. Now it's like a super city down there. Bizarre. I'm not knocking Alabama. Someone texted me and said, stop knocking Alabama. I'm not knocking Alabama. I'm just saying we can do better, and there's a plan for how we can do better. And I've been outlining it for years on this radio station, and our elected leaders instead just try to steal all the money that's available instead of actually, you know, leading. New Look Decorating on Atlanta Highway right next to Goo Goo Car Wash, right where Bell Road dead ends into New Look Decorating. Like, if you're on Bell Road and you go to Atlanta Highway, if you didn't stop at Atlanta Highway, you run into the showroom at New Look Decorating. Yeah, I said showroom. It's not just a paint shop. That's where you get those high-quality Benjamin Moore paints, highest quality paints you can put on a wall, period, end of story. And it's got a local feel. Their largest factory, the largest Benjamin Moore factory, it's in Pelham, Alabama, using minerals, many cases, mined right here in the state of Alabama. New Look Decorating is the only place in the Montgomery area where you can get Benjamin Moore paints. So don't go looking at other stores in Montgomery for Benjamin Moore paints. You want high-quality Benjamin Moore paints, go to New Look Decorating. You're not sure if you want them, go get a sample. Moment you feel that paint come off the brush, you'll say, all right, honey, fire up the Roadster. We're going back to New Look Decorating. I got to get more of this high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. They keep their colors on file forever. Brett Lanham can match anything. He matched the color of moss on a stick in someone's backyard. He can match anything you take him. I promise you. That's my guarantee. He'll match it. He can match his shirt I'm wearing. New shirt, Carolyn. You like it? Yeah, I didn't think the black and the blue would go together, but I kind of like it. Or is that navy? Anyway, we'll be back.
People come, people go. Some grow young, some grow cold.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, looks like you're ready for the holidays.
The holidays are here and we're ready for you. We've got records and china and flatware and silver and all of that good stuff.
Instead of going all over town or ordering online, you can come out here and just find some great stuff. Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook Flea Market.
60,000 square feet and over 200 vendors. And we've got cider and coffee and cookies and rocking chairs when you get tired. So, I mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Hey, we are coming down the home stretch for the greatest time of the year. It's Christmas time, and at Marguerite's, we know how to do it. We make it at Marguerite's. Whatever you can dream of, whatever she's dreamt of, whatever picture you have, we're still making it at Marguerite's. That's what we do. We make it at Marguerite's. Whether necklace, pendants, earrings, ring, diamond, whatever you can think of, we'll make it for you. We'll get it done. How about our Christmas specials? $100. Tiffany-style diamond bezel diamond necklace. Unbelievable. 7 points white yellow rogo. Come see us at Marguerite's.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This song, Jack?
I do.
It's peppy. It's catchy. Not the Talking Heads' best song, but...
Well, it made you a bobbing head. I just...
Oh, I like it. I do like this song. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get it. 8 minutes until the top of the hour. 8 minutes until the top of the hour. My friend Teresa over at 4 Healthy Pets. Let me tell you something real quickly. Teresa and Amber over at 4 Healthy Pets run one of the most honest, ground-up, inspiring businesses I've ever been involved with. When she told me how her business started, she just wanted to provide better for her own pets and the pets of her friends. And so she started getting online, researching, finding out, and she started ordering foods and providing foods, and she rented out a little space so she could have foods, and then she'd have other people come by and pick stuff up. They didn't have regular hours. You would just call her and say, hey, I'll be there around 3. Okay, I'll meet you there. Unlock it. You can pick up your stuff. Here's how much it's going to cost. Then she started advertising.
Well, we know the rest of the story.
Then she started advertising on News and Views, and all of a sudden they were looking for a second groomer. Then all of a sudden they were bringing in new product lines. Then all of a sudden she was going and finding different snacks and organic this and organic that. Then she'd going in and she finding grain-free this and gently cooked that and raw this. I mean, it blew up. It absolutely blew up. They're still there on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University.
Village East Shopping Center.
The Village East Shopping Center, just up the hill from Faulkner University on the Atlanta Highway, same side of the road. Same side of the road. What she does there is nothing short of remarkable. It is the American dream. That's the way America should be. You know, you start a business almost by accident. And then you start advertising and it just completely explodes. Absolutely, absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. So get by there when you get a chance. 4 Healthy Pets online. 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. She's got monthly specials. You can go in there and ask her about them. Sometimes I learn about them and I tell you guys about them. But not always. I was just in there the other day.
I was too.
I love it. I love everything about it. It's pet friendly, and it's got premium foods and everything else. All right, 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. On my Facebook texter here, someone says, those of us in the mid to late 40s and early 50s, a good bumper music would be Driving and Crying. Definitely Southern Rock. I've played Driving and Crying. Unfortunately for this gentleman, I'm out of bumper music for the day. Because all we got to do is play our exit song and get out of here at some point. But I've not yet gotten into the what happened with the Steele dossier.
Here we go. You brought this up at 9. What I think when we first came on this morning, about 9:20, you mentioned it.
Yeah.
And you said you were going to save it.
Yeah, I am. I can't find it now.
See how it is around here.
Anyway, there was a lawsuit overseas. Someone was suing Christopher Steele or Fusion or one of these other people. And as part of the lawsuit, under oath, Christopher Steele said why he was hired by Hillary Clinton. You know what the reason he gave under oath as to why he was hired?
What was it?
To help Hillary Clinton challenge the results of the 2016 election in the event she lost. This is the guy who wrote the dossier that they used to get a FISA warrant against the Trump campaign. That's what he said.
Golly.
Here is how it works, word for word.
In answer to an interrogatory, Mr. Steele wrote, Fusion, the guy that hired him, Fusion's immediate client was the law firm Perkins Coie. It engaged Fusion to obtain information necessary for Perkins Coie, LLP, to provide legal advice on the potential impact of Russian involvement on the legal validity of the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. Based on that advice, parties such as the Democratic National Committee and Hillary for America could consider the steps they would be legally entitled to take to challenge the validity of the outcome of that election. That's him speaking under oath. Now, while she was hiring somebody to compile a dossier to challenge the election, do you remember what she was doing publicly? She was shaming Donald Trump, saying it would threaten democracy if he did not accept the results of the election. You remember,
that in the debate?
Yes. That because he was saying it was rigged, and she was saying, well, will you accept the results? And if you won't, it's a threat to democracy.
He said, I don't know. I haven't seen the results.
I got to see the results because he's not an idiot. Most politicians would be suckered into that. Oh, yeah. I'll accept whatever you guys say. You guys can just screw me right out of the presidency like you always do.
Why are you trying to sound like Bill Clinton?
Oh, I'm not. I was just trying to sound like a dunderhead politician. That's what he said his role was. Now, here is what he said he used. Here's how he said he compiled the dossier. You ready for this? Steele assembled the dossier of opposition research for the investigative firm Fusion GPS, which was in turn hired by the DNC law firm Perkins Coie. The document, quote, used a senior Russian foreign ministry figure. Now this is under oath now. A senior Russian foreign ministry figure and a former top-level intelligence officer still active in the Kremlin. In other words, Hillary Clinton, through Christopher Steele, through Fusion GPS, through Perkins Coie, Hillary Clinton was working with Russians to defeat Donald Trump.
Yep.
Honestly, honest to God, these are the under oath statements of the man who compiled the research. That it used a senior Russian foreign ministry figure and former top-level intelligence officer still active in the Kremlin to compile a dossier that was used against Donald Trump's campaign. Hillary Clinton used Russia to defeat Trump. Russia conspired with Hillary Clinton's subordinates to defeat Donald Trump. Are you guys understanding the gravity of what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Has been admitted under oath?
Why isn't anybody picking up on it?
What do you mean, why isn't anybody picking up on it? Who controls Fox News? Who controls MSNBC and CNN? Who controls NPR? Who controls PBS?
The globalist, Baron.
Who controls ABC and CBS and NBC?
The globalist, Baron.
You're not going to see this on Lester Holt tonight.
No.
Lester Holt is not going to talk about the fact that Hillary Clinton employed
Russian operatives
to defeat Donald Trump. Not suspected, not that they bought Facebook ads or, you know, Google testified in front of Congress last week that they spent $5,000 on Google ads. The Russians did. That somehow tilted the election. Remember Facebook saying they placed like $50,000 worth of ad? Tilted the election. No. That we're talking about direct conspiracy with another campaign. That's precisely what happened, and you're not going to hear about it. You're not going to see about it. Nobody's going to tell you it happened.
Unreal.
Why do we even have cable subscriptions?
I don't know.
To watch this?
I don't know.
We'll be back.